Welcome to Control Plus Talk. This is Anthony and Kate.
Hi, everyone.
And today we're going to do a deep dive into the world of DevOps.
Ooh, fun.
It's one of those buzzwords hear everywhere in tech.
Yeah.
And we're really going to unpack what it actually means, you know, going beyond the hype.
Absolutely.
We're going to be using an article from Geeks for Geeks to kind of guide us through this.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a nice job of explaining like how it's not just about tools,
right?
But it's really like a fundamental shift in the way that teams work together.
Yeah, and it's often, you know, presented as this, you know, like magical solution for like all your software development problems.
But it's everything in tech.
Like most things in tech.
There are nuances.
Yeah, it's more nuanced than that.
For sure.
And they give this really awesome example in the Geeks for Geeks article of Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Using a DevOps approach to update their mobile app every 2 weeks.
It's wild.
Think about that for a second.
I mean,
every 2 weeks. Billions of users.
From idea to billions of users in 2 weeks.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it really highlights like the power of it.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's not just about the automation.
Right.
It's about
the people.
Yeah. The people working together.
Yeah. And like the collaboration.
Yeah. And like the
process.
Yeah. And like the environment that fosters. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like that, that's what makes it possible.
Yeah. So how does all this collaboration actually play out?
Right.
In practice.
Yeah.
They kind of break it down in the article to three key elements.
Yeah.
Removing silos between teams.
Yeah.
Fostering collaboration across like the entire
life cycle.
Application life cycle.
Yes.
And then using automation tools.
To
streamline everything.
To bring it all together.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's that automation aspect.
Yeah.
That kind of
it
like.
It always gets the.
It's the headlines.
Yeah. The attention.
But like we were just saying with the Facebook example.
Totally.
It's only one piece of the puzzle.
It is. Yeah. And without that like.
Yeah.
Foundation of collaboration, like those tools are nothing. You know, they're just expensive toys.
Totally. So, okay. We've got this collaboration piece.
Okay.
Why should any of this matter to our listener?
Yeah, that's a great point.
You know, like what if they're not a developer or in IT?
Yeah, if you're not directly involved in like building software.
Why should they care?
Yeah, why should you care?
About DevOps.
Well, I think it's beneficial to understand DevOps.
Okay.
Because think about it, software is like everywhere these days.
It is.
Like it's in our finance, it's in our healthcare, entertainment, like every industry is being transformed by software in some way. So even like a basic understanding of how that software is built and delivered, I think can help you make better decisions in your own work.
Interesting.
Regardless of what industry you're in.
Yeah, it's kind of like knowing a little bit about how your car engine works.
Exactly.
Even if you're not a mechanic.
Yeah.
You can still, you know,
understand what's going on.
Troubleshoot some basic things.
Yes, for sure. And on top of that, like a lot of companies are adopting DevOps practices to like become more competitive. So understanding these concepts can like help you stay ahead of the curve in your career.
So it's not just about like personal knowledge. It's like could actually benefit you in the workplace.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay. So we've established that DevOps is like important.
Okay.
But how does it actually work?
Yeah. So
they mentioned something in the article called the DevOps life cycle.
Right.
Which sounded a little intimidating to me.
It does sound a little.
When I first read it.
Yeah, a little jargony.
But it boils down to this idea.
Yeah.
That DevOps is a continuous cycle.
Right.
A constant flow of development, integration, testing.
And it never stops.
Deployment, monitoring, feedback.
Yep.
Operations.
They call them the 7 C's of DevOps.
The 7 C's. I love that.
I know.
Right. So it's not linear?
No, it's not.
You just build something and then throw it over the wall.
Right. Exactly.
To the operations team.
Yeah. It's about
the constant
iteration and improvement.
Back and forth.
Yeah. With the development and operations teams working together.
The whole time.
Yeah. Every step of the way.
So it's like this constantly spinning wheel.
Yes.
With each of those 7 C's feeding into the next.
Exactly.
Ensuring that software is not just built quickly.
Right.
But it also runs smoothly.
Yeah.
And can be easily updated.
And improved.
And improved.
Yes.
Okay.
To keep up with like the changing needs
of users, of the market,
of the world,
of everything,
pretty much.
Okay, so to give you a deeper understanding of this life cycle, let's focus on two of these C's.
All right.
Continuous integration and continuous feedback.
Sounds good.
So continuous integration. What does that even mean?
Okay, so imagine like you have a team of developers.
Okay.
And they're all working on different parts
Uh-huh.
of a software application.
Okay.
In a traditional setup, they might work in isolation
Right.
for days or even weeks
Oh, wow.
before they like merge their code together.
I see.
And this can lead to like all sorts of conflicts and integration nightmares.
Yeah, that sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It is. It's a yeah. huge headache. Mm-hmm. So that's where continuous integration comes in.
Okay.
It encourages developers to like integrate their code changes frequently.
Okay.
Even multiple times a day.
Wow.
And these changes are automatically tested as they're integrated.
Okay.
So that you catch bugs and issues early on.
So this is where those automation tools that we were talking about
exactly
really come in handy.
That's where they shine because they can run those tests
yep.
like way faster and more reliably than humans can.
Absolutely. And it probably frees up the developers to focus on like
yeah, like the more
creative,
yeah.
interesting parts.
Building software, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's continuous integration.
Okay.
What about continuous feedback?
Okay, so now imagine you've released your software.
Right.
And you're like eagerly awaiting user feedback.
Yeah.
In a traditional model, you might have to wait weeks or even months
mm-hmm.
to get any like meaningful insights from users.
Oh, wow.
But with continuous feedback, you're constantly gathering data
okay.
on how users are interacting with your software.
Like what's working well.
What's working well, what needs improvement.
I see.
All that good stuff.
So you're talking about things like user surveys,
yeah.
analytics platforms,
mm-hmm.
maybe even social media monitoring.
Totally. All of those sources can provide valuable feedback.
Wow.
They can then be fed back into the development process.
Okay. Allowing you to make changes and improvements.
So it's this constant loop.
Yes.
Of getting feedback and then implementing it.
Exactly. And it helps you deliver a better user experience.
Right.
But it also prevents you from like going down the wrong path.
For too long.
Yeah, for too long.
So in essence, continuous feedback helps ensure you're building the right product.
Yes.
And continuously refining it.
Based on real-world usage.
Based on real-world usage, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So these two Cs, continuous integration and continuous feedback,
yeah.
create this powerful loop.
Powerful loop.
Where you're constantly
improving.
And improving.
And improving, yes. And that's really at the heart of the DevOps philosophy.
So we've delved into two of the seven Cs.
Two down, five to go.
I'm kind of curious about the people involved in all this.
Right.
The article mentioned something called a DevOps engineer.
Yeah.
What do they do?
So they're a crucial role in a DevOps environment.
Okay.
They're kind of like the conductor of an orchestra.
Interesting.
Making sure that all the different parts are working together.
So that sounds like a pretty demanding job.
It is, yeah.
Requiring a wide range of skills.
Yeah, you got to be comfortable with both the technical aspects of software development and the operational side of things.
So like system administration, infrastructure management.
Exactly. And you also have to be like an excellent communicator and collaborator.
Right, because you're bridging the gap between all these
yes.
different teams, making sure everyone's on the same page.
Yes. Very important.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's not all sunshine and roses with DevOps, is it?
Right.
The article mentioned some challenges too.
Yeah, there are definitely some hurdles to overcome.
Like what?
Well, one of the biggest ones, I think, is like the initial investment
uh-huh.
that's required to implement DevOps practices.
Yeah, it takes time.
Time.
Resources.
To train teams.
To train teams, implement new tools.
Yeah.
Adapt to a new way of working. And I imagine that resistance to change.
Oh, yeah.
From employees who are like used to doing things.
Yeah, who are comfortable with.
The old way.
The old way.
Could also be a major obstacle.
For sure, because it's not just about changing processes.
Right.
It's about shifting mindsets.
Yes.
It requires a cultural transformation, and that can take
time
and effort.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
So it's about addressing the human element.
Yes. That's
not just about tools and processes.
Right. It's about empowering people to work together.
Yeah.
Break down those barriers and create a more agile
right.
and responsive organization.
Okay.
It's about fostering that culture
yeah.
of continuous learning.
Continuous learning.
Experimentation.
Experimentation.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. I think that's a key part of it.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll continue our deep dive into DevOps.
Yes.
Speaking of tools, no discussion of DevOps would be complete without them. The article mentioned 10 popular DevOps tools.
Mm-hmm.
But let's focus on two.
Yeah.
Jenkins and Docker.
All right.
I'm particularly curious about Docker and this whole containerization thing.
Yeah, containerization is kind of a game changer.
Yeah.
Think of it like this. you want to ship a fragile item.
Oh?
You wouldn't just, like, toss it in a truck with a bunch of other stuff, would you?
No.
You put it in a container.
Right.
To protect it.
To make sure it arrives safely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So containerization with Docker does the same thing for software.
Okay.
It packages an application and all of its dependencies, like the libraries, the frameworks, everything it needs to run into a neat little self-contained unit.
So instead of worrying about whether the software will work on different servers or different cloud platforms,
right,
you just ship it in this container.
Yeah.
And it runs the same way everywhere.
Exactly.
It's really efficient.
It makes deployment so much smoother and faster. Plus, developers can use these containers on their own machines,
okay,
which means that they can ensure that their code works perfectly within that containerized environment.
Before it even goes to testing.
Before it even goes to testing.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And what about Jenkins?
So Jenkins is all about automation.
Okay.
Specifically for that continuous integration process we were talking about earlier.
Right.
So imagine this. A developer makes a change to the code base.
Okay.
With Jenkins, this change can trigger an automated build process.
Wow.
The code is compiled. It's tested. It's even packaged for deployment.
All without any human intervention.
All automatic.
So it's like taking all those tedious, time-consuming tasks off the developer's hands.
Off of their plates.
Freeing them up to focus on
the more creative stuff.
Yeah, the more interesting stuff.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It streamlines that whole workflow.
Yeah.
It allows for faster, more frequent releases.
Like having a robot assistant.
Right.
Doing all the grunt work for you.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered quite a bit about DevOps.
We have.
The cultural shift, the life cycle, even some of the key tools involved.
Mm-hmm.
But as we wrap up, I'd love to get your perspective on something.
Okay.
We've talked about how software is transforming every industry.
Right. It's everywhere.
Given this trend,
yeah,
what does the rise of DevOps mean for the future?
Ooh, that's a big question.
Yeah. What kind of impact will it have?
Well, it's clear that the way we build and deliver software is changing.
Yeah.
And DevOps is at the forefront of that change.
Uh-huh.
I think we'll see a couple of major shifts.
Okay.
First, as software becomes even more integrated into our lives,
right,
the need for speed and agility will only increase.
Right.
DevOps provides that framework.
Okay.
For organizations to keep up with this rapid pace of innovation.
This is not just about building software faster.
Right.
It's about being able to adapt and evolve.
At a much quicker pace.
Yeah.
Which is essential in today's world.
Yeah. The world's changing so quickly.
Things are moving fast.
Yeah.
And secondly, I think we'll see DevOps principles and practices being applied beyond software development.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, we're already seeing this in areas like marketing operations, even finance. Mm. Those core concepts of collaboration automation, continuous improvement can be applied to almost any field.
So it's more than just a methodology for software development.
Right. It's like a philosophy,
like a philosophy
that can transform the way we work.
Across industries.
Across industries.
Wow. That's a really powerful idea.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah.
And a little bit daunting.
Yeah.
But I think it has the potential to really make a positive impact.
Okay. So it seems like DevOps is poised to have a pretty profound impact on the future.
I think so.
It's not just about technology.
It's about changing how we think and work.
Yeah.
It's a pretty exciting prospect, albeit a challenging one.
Yeah. So before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's summarize what we've learned about DevOps today. It's about breaking down those silos between teams, right?
Yeah, getting rid of those walls.
Fostering collaboration.
Throughout the entire process.
Throughout the entire software development lifecycle.
Yeah.
And then leveraging automation tools.
Right, to make everything run more smoothly.
Streamline everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. We also dug into two specific elements of the DevOps lifecycle, continuous integration and continuous feedback.
The dynamic duo.
And how they kind of work together to create this
loop
of learning and improving.
Learning and improving.
Yep. Always getting better.
And of course, we talked about two essential DevOps tools.
Yes. Some of the big players.
Docker.
Which gives you that consistent environment for running your software.
Right, through containerization.
Containerization, exactly.
And Jenkins.
Which helps automate all those tasks.
Yeah, like building testing.
Deploying code.
Deploying code.
All that good stuff.
And we can't forget about the DevOps engineer.
The unsung hero.
Yeah.
Who's kind of like the conductor.
Yeah, making sure everything's in sync.
Ensuring all these elements are
working together.
They're harmoniously.
Harmoniously, yes.
So it's a pretty multifaceted role.
It is.
Requires a blend of technical skill.
Communication skill.
Problem solving.
A little bit of everything.
A jack of all trades.
Yeah, you could say that.
But as with any kind of like transformative approach,
right,
there are challenges.
Of course, nothing's perfect.
Like, what are some of the challenges?
Well, like we talked about, the initial investment in implementing DevOps can be significant.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole like resistance to change thing.
Right. People don't always like to change how they do things.
Especially if they've been doing it one way for a long time.
For a long time, yeah.
So that can definitely be a hurdle.
And even with the best tools and processes,
mm-hmm.
that human element's still crucial.
Oh, absolutely.
Like DevOps is really about empowering people.
Yeah, giving them the tools and the freedom.
To work together more effectively.
Yeah, to collaborate, to experiment.
And fostering that culture of continuous learning.
Always learning, always growing.
Always growing.
Yeah, that's the key.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and as software, you know, continues to like permeate every aspect of our lives.
Right, it's everywhere.
I think those principles of DevOps are going to extend beyond just software development.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, and influence how we work in all sorts of industries.
Wow.
It's an exciting time to be in tech.
It is. That's for sure. So as we wrap up our deep dive into DevOps, I'm left with this question.
Okay.
For our listeners to ponder.
Hit them with it.
We've seen how DevOps accelerates software development and delivery.
Uh-huh. Makes everything faster.
Enables companies to be more agile.
More responsive to change.
More responsive. But with this increased speed, how do we make sure that quality and security...
Ooh, that's the big question.
...aren't compromised?
Right, because you don't want to sacrifice quality...
Right.
...just for speed.
It's a balancing act.
It is a delicate balance.
And finding that sweet spot, I think, is going to be crucial.
Yeah, as DevOps continues to evolve...
As DevOps continues to shape the future of technology.
It's an ongoing discussion in the DevOps community.
Yeah, it's something we need to keep talking about.
Absolutely.
Well, on that note,
we've
reached the end of our deep dive into DevOps.
This has been fun.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, everyone.
We hope this exploration has given you a clear understanding of what DevOps really means.
And its impact on the world.
And its potential impact on the world around us.
Yeah, for sure.
So until next time.
Keep exploring. Keep learning.
Keep exploring, keep learning.